Thank you, everybody. Coming to our Sunday festival. This festival was started by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. He is even founder acharya of the Sunday festival. This festival is held worldwide in over 500 centers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The sole purpose, in fact, of the foundation of this Hare Krishna movement is to give association, Prabhupada, to give association to everybody. Association of, well, devotees of Krishna. And that leads to our association with Krishna. There are two kinds of associations called sanghas. One is technically known, I'm sure you must have heard this, satsang. You heard of satsang? One is satsang, the other one is a satsang. Asat and sat. Sat means real, eternal. Association that brings us in contact with the eternal personality, not only eternal but full of knowledge, full of bliss, Sachidananda Vigraha, Sri Krishna. The association that brings us in contact with the Sachidananda, Sri Krishna, that is satsang, satsang. The other one is asatsanga tyagate Vaishnava achar. Vaishnava is known for he makes sure he doesn't indulge in satsang. He stays away from satsang. One who stays away from asat, or false, temporary sangha association, that person is a saintly person, that person is sadhu. A satsanga tyagati Vaishnava chaya, that person is a Vaishnava. Oh, so we have, Prabhupada has given us many, many programs, so many aspects of Krishna consciousness to bring us in contact with that Sat at this festival of Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava Ki. This is a grand opportunity, big opportunity for satsang and like that. So this Sunday festival is a big satsang opportunity, morning program, evening program that Prabhupada has instituted, so that we get to hear about Krishna. We're so busy in varieties of activities. Now for all those activities, the sitting down and hearing, that sounds like a serious business, right? When we want to talk, what do we say? Let's sit down and talk. Let's not take it casually, you know. Let's sit down and talk. We get up and fight. for to sit down and talk. It was time for fighting, and Arjun sat down. In the beginning, he sat down. Of course, Krishna was going to talk to him. So he sat down and listened. So we are running around, and still a lot of time not happy. We propose that you sit down. And for a change, sit down. Chant Hare Krishna. Sit down. Hear Krishna Katha. And we guarantee you that you will be simply happy. If you don't, I will come next year. You could take me to the court. But we also guarantee you and the whole world, the devoid of Krishna consciousness, all running around is just useless, waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam, which is described as a rat race. It's a big rat race. Everyone is running. The rats are running, making their holes. They run from one hole to another hole. And they run so fast and so seriously, as if there's some serious business going on. All that they're doing is digging some hole, but moving. And then soon what happens? Snake comes. It's out. The rat has to get out. A snake makes his home there. In our case, the death comes. Especially Prabhupada used to say, yeah, we could say so, that the talk which is not about Krishna is just compared to the Croaking of the frog? Croaking. Croaking of a frog. Drown, drown, drown. We used to hear in India after rainy season. So when the frog does the croaking, Prabhupada used to, and this is a fact, just observation, Prabhupada just, he's not the first one to make that observation again. That frog is inviting. Inviting who? Snake. If you would be quiet, then you'll be safe, out of sight of the, out of mind of the snake. But keeps croaking and says, I'm here, please come. It's time for breakfast for you. Please come. So, and that becomes the end of that frog. So we also keep talking. There's no day, not one day in our life goes without talking. Not 1 hour in our life goes without talking and hearing. Whole world is engaged in hearing and talking and inquiries and dialogues. But if it is not about Krishna, God-related, then it is just invitation for death to come. Death to come. Mrityu sarva harascha aham, Krishna says. Then I come. The form of death I come. I was there in the form of Rukmini Dwarkadhish. But he didn't come. There's Bhagavad Katha, you didn't come. So now I have come. Mrityu sarva harasya. And I snatch everything. Leave you empty pocket, empty handed, and out. So our goal is Ante Narayana Smritihi. Remembering the Lord. Always, that's the goal. Especially at the time of death. So many proposals were there when King Parikshit had only 7 more days to go. But the conclusion was, he let him hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, and that would be most beneficial, leading to Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering the Lord at the time of death also. That's such an important moment of our life. So Krishna consciousness is like an art of living. It is also art of dying. How to die? How to live? How to die? Of course, in the West, I was told they are learning art of committing suicide. There's a book published. And in Sweden and some countries, very popular, Art of Committing Suicide. There are 100 versions, or so many versions, and you could pick one and go for it. So, human form of life is a meaningful. Adhruvam api arthadam, Prahlad Maharaj says. Adhruvam, yes, it's temporary. It's not going to last forever or long. But it is meaningful. So we get a meaning to our life. Like when Krishna climbed up the herds of Kaliya and left the impressions of his feet there. Then Kaliya's life was meaningful. You may go anywhere now in the world, Krishna said. You are safe. So we want that assurance. Otherwise, no one else in the world is capable of protecting us, really. Abhaya charanaravindare bhajahure mana bhajahure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya charanaravindare. Oh, my dear mind, please worship. Abhaya charanaravind bhajahure mana. The lotus feet of the Lord are abhaya charan. They offer fearlessness to otherwise very fearful entities, human beings. When there is no protection, no security, we are in anxiety, we are fearful. But only reliable security is protection from the Lord. Once we have, when we are Krishna connected, then we are safe. Not otherwise. So Srila Prabhupada has given us philosophy of Bhagavat, this Bhagavad Dharma, has given us these beautiful scriptures, so many volumes, full of glories of Sri Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Our life becomes auspicious. Pradyantastohi abhadrani vidhunoti surit satam. So is the declaration of Bhagavatam. The deep within, or within the heart, there is so much dirt. For Srimad Bhagavat Katha, which is not different from the Lord, enters our heart. Ridhyantastho, ridhi antastho, abhadrani. Ridhi in the heart, antaha, inside, or even at the core of the heart, at the bottom of the heart, there is abhadra. There is so many inauspicious things. So wherever inauspiciousness is there within us, in our mind, our consciousness, our heart, vidhunoti, cleansing is done. And once we are clean, we are happy. We are pure, then we get connected with the most pure personality. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. As Krishna made that, Arjun made that statement. My dear, you are Pavitra, Param Pavitra. So as we become Pavitra, purified, then could have a link, a relationship, communication with Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is certainly ours, and we are His. If we could even say this once, in our life, if we could say once, my dear Lord, I am yours, and you are mine. That's the end of the material existence. If someone could say that, with some understanding and some sincerity, Lord would immediately take charge of that person and do everything within His power, and there is nothing that is not in His power. He'll go out of His way. Protect us. And in fact, it's only Him who is capable, competent, and always concerned about our protection. If someone is doing that, we should understand that person is doing on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our Supreme Father, Supreme Mother, Friend, everything. Tvameva Mata Pita Bandhu Sakha Mama Deva Devaha Dravinam. Everything. So we had been talking and trying to remember that Lord, or past few days, I mean, of course, in the Hare Krishna temple every day, this process and program of remembering the Lord. But this 7-day recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam we had been doing, this is our 4th day, and a few more days to go, and unfortunately, it would be over. But anyway, why unfortunate? We could continue. You could continue. We had that idea. We are proposed on eighth day also you could study, do homework, read Bhagavatam. Get into the habit of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Sir Bhagavat. It will do good to you, to everybody else in the world. We'll learn as we study Bhagavatam, we'll learn to depend on the Lord. And that is real independence. Depend on the Lord. In the God that you trust, in God we trust. Depend upon Him. We'll become independent in true sense and liberated once and for all. So today will be, I want to mention just for your information, we'll have a Govardhan Puja festival here. That's one of the few topics or two topics of the day this evening. Govardhan festival. We'll read a couple of chapters from Bhagavatam dealing with that pastime. Is one of the most favorite pastime of devotees of Krishna, residents of Vrindavan. And soon you will see Govardhan Hill is going to be right here manifesting in the midst of us with Govardhan Shila on the top, and a beautiful darshan of Govardhan Hill. And we'll be offering, we'll attempt to worship Giriraj Govardhan the way residents of Vrindavan did 5,000 years ago. And also circumambulation, parikrama of Govardhan. This is one of the important items. As you go to Vrindavan, you do parikrama, circumambulation of Giriraj. So if you stay on a little longer, there will be Govardhan Hill, there will be worship of Giriraj Govardhan, and parikrama also. Yes, we are planning parikrama of Govardhan Hill. Huh? Yeah. So, if you could stay, please stay. Not because I am the speaker, you should stay, but stay. It's Krishna. It's Bhagavatam. It's our life. Otherwise we are lifeless and it's useless. And then a few more days we have, we'll be dealing with, well, a very confidential subject matter, Krishna's rasa dance, and dealing, there are five chapters, so that is our tomorrow's subject matter. We may have a little, let's see what we, some drama, some dance. And so that's, tomorrow is the fifth day. Sixth day we'll have a crew going to Vrindavan. Kamsa sent him. And the way he goes, the way he's thinking of the Lord on the way to Nandagram, and that's the way to go to Vrindavan. So he has set wonderful example. And then he returns to Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. So that is the 6 days topic. And finally, we'll conclude with Krishna killing Kamsa. We're saving the best. He's going to lose his life, and we think that's the best. So these are all Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and final day he enters Mathura, and it's quite interesting details how he enters Mathura and how residents of Mathura reciprocate with Krishna and Balaram, and many things happen. And finally, the wrestling and killing. Quite exciting.